LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses, such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-956-0683. 800-956-0683. 800-956-0683.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Into Tomorrow for the weekend of Friday, March 18th, 2022. And of course, we always give you the Friday dates going into every weekend, because many of our stations air the program on Saturday, several on Sunday, and many air the program both days. So you can get a double dose of Into Tomorrow, or if you should miss any of our 3 hours, and you can check it the next day, whatever the case. But when you are looking for our show notes, you want to hear your call or another call that you wanted to get that info on and you didn't have a chance, or you were driving and you want to write some stuff down, we give you the date so you can come back and check out the show and our show notes when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. So there's a long-winded explanation to say that this is the weekend of Friday, March 18th. And I'm Dave Graveline.
And I'm Chris Graveline.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And we got you some tech news and commentary and Wayne standing by and a bunch of other calls that we're going to address in a few moments, so stay tuned.
Instagram's new parental controls announced in December have finally launched in the U.S. The services head, Adam Mosseri, refers to them as the company's, quote, first set of parental supervision tools, allowing parents and guardians to view and set limits on the amount of time their teens are spending on Instagram, get updates on which accounts they're following and being followed by, and receive notifications when they report another user. The controls are being introduced after the Meta-owned social network came under fire for its impact on younger users. Leaked internal research from the company suggests that Instagram has had a detrimental effect on the mental health of its younger users, particularly teenage girls.
Duh. Yeah. And that's a problem. And we've talked about that ever since Instagram popped up. This is not good for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, they're getting the big picture, kind of, sort of, a little.
Well, and that, you know, has also caused them to push pause on that with it, because they were trying to launch an Instagram for kids under 13.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm glad they've put the brakes on that, at least for now.
Yeah, for sure. We don't need 10-year-old, soon to be 10 next month, Cameron, on it at all anyway. Yeah. But now he's stuck on YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, so, you know, I was all proud of him when he, you know, when he gave up TikTok, but then now he's on YouTube Shorts. I'm like, it's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Starting later this year, Beyond Lucid Technologies service called Halcyon Post-Crash Intelligence will be available through Amazon Alexa Auto, Apple's App Store for CarPlay, and Android Auto to help in post-crash situations by sending information from the user's stored profile to emergency personnel responding to an accident. Through this tech, first responders can access critical health background data of those who are likely present in the accident. Again, a good use, if not abused, of technology to certainly help people.
Yeah,
I think that's terrific and should be certainly more widespread soon.
Yeah. So forget the stereo. Your next car could come standard with a virtual reality entertainment system.
Yep.
HoloRide, a tech startup whose promise is, quote, turning vehicles into moving theme parks, recently announced at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin that it's bringing VR headsets to select Audi SUVs and sedans this summer. With the HoloRide system, Audi passengers will be able to blend what they see on the actual journey with augmented reality elements via motion synchronization technology.
Oh, yeah. Now, number one, I'm glad they mentioned passengers so that drivers are not allowed or included, obviously. But it is interesting that motion detection and so forth, so motion sickness is probably going to be added to that.
Probably.
Yeah.
According to the company, passengers can fly over rainforests or enter a virtual office to join a work call, all from the back seat of the car. And HoloRide says its technology adapts the experience to each trip's length, location, and the driving style of the person at the wheel to offer new content each time you climb into a car. I mean, you know, sometimes you know, people have told me that riding in the car with me driving is like a theme park ride anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, let's get in Chris's Disney and go. His Disney. Yeah, his whip. Yeah, whatever. That could very well be. But see, that also might be just because you have the technology doesn't mean you need to do it.
Exactly.
And I'm wondering how that's going to work. We'll see how. Like, what happens if you're passing a farm? Does it give you information about all the animals?
I don't know.
Well, because a study focused on learning about the emotions of farm animals has become the foundation to refine existing apps that claim to translate dog and cat sounds.
Okay.
We interviewed somebody at CES that claimed to be letting you know what your dog's saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. Scientists now have established frameworks and methods to study animal emotions in an objective way, like using behavioral, neurophysiological, and cognitive indicators. So now if you want to know what the farm animals are thinking, perhaps you can do that too.
Okay.
Can't hardly wait.
Yeah. Kitchen robots are making more than just sliders and pizzas these days. Chipotle is testing Chippy, a version of Miso Robotics' arm-based automation that's already in use at White Castle. But Chipotle's is customized to make tortilla chips. The bot not only knows how to replicate Chipotle's recipe, but is smart enough to add subtle variations to keep things interesting. You might get a little more lime or salt. The test is currently limited to a Chipotle innovation hub in Irvine, California. However, the Mexican-themed restaurant chain also plans to use Chippy in a Southern California restaurant later this year. Feedback from customers and workers will then help shape any potential national rollout.
Okay, my first thought, let's hope that there's a good firewall with Chippy.
Yeah.
Because you don't want someone hacking Chippy and adding bizarre things to your chips.
Well, I'm sure it can only be things that are on hand at the restaurant.
Yeah, but okay. Well, then maybe 10 times the amount of hot sauce or something. It wouldn't
be
good.
Some people would like that.
If you ask for it, yes. Forget it. Wayne didn't tell us where he's from or how he listens. Shame, shame. But he did use the Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com. Hey, Wayne.
When I am watching TV, there's this white overlay that appears on the bottom. I want to get rid of it. I don't know how to control that. Can you help me?
Wow. Well, Wayne, not really. We'd love to help out, but without knowing what make and model your TV is or what that overlay actually looks like or what it's meant to do there, we can't really say how we can help you to remove it.
Yeah, I mean, now the first thing we could tell you to try is cycling through the settings to try and find one that will remove it. But it's likely that you've already tried that. And without knowing more about the TV or the intended function of the overlay, there's really not much we can say, even as a guess. But now if you want to call us back and give some more information about it, we can try to help further.
Yeah, and Wayne, let us know if this is happening on other TVs in the house. Is it happening on other channels or anything specific you're watching? Give us a little more to go on and we'll absolutely be happy to dig into it deeper. You can join us as Wayne did by just hitting that Ask Dave button anytime on anything with a mic and a browser at intotomorrow.com.